Vermont Public's series Made Here has been showcasing local documentaries for 18 seasons. This fall, we're delving deeper into the world of each film by bringing you interviews with the directors and subjects. Tonight at 8 on Vermont Public's main TV channel, catch the Merrimack, River at Risk. At just over 5,000 square miles, the Merrimack River is the fourth largest watershed in New England. And the film poses this question. If more than 2 million Americans rely on the Merrimack to live, work, and play, why is its welfare at risk? Director Jerry Monkman is here to talk through some of the reasons. He's a photographer, author, and filmmaker whose work has been featured in, among other places, National Geographic Adventure and The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, Jerry.
Thanks for having me, Jen. It's great to talk with you.
Okay, Jerry, there's a pretty striking description of the Merrimack River early in the film. Let's take a listen.
About 150 years ago, this became an open sewer.
Really?
So while it might have looked okay at the surface, there were probably times when it was pretty darn nasty, especially after a rainstorm. It would have been frothy with human waste.
That was Ted Deers with the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services, bringing some real poetry to public service. Jerry, how did we get to this point where the Merrimack is one of the most endangered watersheds in the country?
Yeah, I will say Ted's phrasing there was quite visual, for sure. And he was actually talking about the Merrimack sort of in the 50s and 60s, when before the Clean Water Act. And part of what we talk about in the film is how we really have cleaned up our rivers a lot since then, which is why when the Merrimack was listed as one of the 10 most endangered rivers in the country in 2016, Jack Savage, the president of the Forest Society in New Hampshire, and I thought it'd be interesting to explore why. Why is this river considered endangered when we've made so much progress since the Clean Water Act?
Jerry, why should we care if the Merrimack River is at risk for greater pollution? And expanding on that a bit, why should people elsewhere care whether their local rivers are polluted?
Well, the river is used for drinking water by a couple million people every day in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. So right there, having clean, unpolluted water is just good for us for drinking water purposes. But it also is an amazing resource for fish and wildlife. And by continuing to protect the river and ensure that its waters stay clean and cold, we'll be better suited for our growing population here in southern New Hampshire, as well as for wildlife and fish as climate change changes their habitat and their need to sort of find out and seek new places to survive.
Well, speaking of habitat, the exchange between forests and rivers is clear in the film. Leah Hart, our guide throughout the film, works in forest conservation. Can you say more about the kinship between rivers and forests?
Yes. River water is very dependent on the surrounding forest cover for its quality, from a forest filter, pollution and particulates from the air, and keep the water clean from that perspective. It also keeps the water cool. So it's very important for our cold water fish that we have forests so that these rivers stay at a proper temperatures for them to survive.
Jerry, your film is quick to introduce the landmark 1972 Clean Water Act. And there's a sort of shocking moment when we learn that we're still falling short of goals set for 1982. Fast forward to this past August, when the U.S. Supreme Court rolled back protections in the Clean Water Act and curtailed the EPA's power to regulate waterways and wetlands. What are your thoughts on the ruling?
I did not appreciate that ruling. The more I see of how we're struggling to keep up with cleaning up these rivers, like you said, the goal of the Clean Water Act was to have them fishable and swimmable by 1981, and we're not quite there yet, I think, is how Ted Deers portrays it in the film. To roll back those protections was really frustrating and concerning to me.
Well, sticking with the theme a bit, development and environmental protection appear at odds in parts of the film. In the midst of housing and environmental crises, how does your film represent the tension between the two? And what do you see happening there moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's a struggle that is happening all over the country. And the Merrimack, particularly the Southern Merrimack in the I-93 corridor, is one of the fastest growing places in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And yeah, we're facing housing crisis, as you know. There's not a lot of affordable housing in our state. So we need development. We need ways to house people more affordably so they can live where they work. And that is at odds sometimes with forest conservation. I'm not sure we had the answer in the film. We wanted to kind of just show this situation so that people are aware that these things are at odds and we need to look for solutions that can solve both problems in a balanced way.
One last question for you, Jerry. What's next?
Yeah, the last couple of years I've been doing a lot of shorter films on river and stream restoration. A couple in Maine. I'm working on a 15-minute short film in Connecticut right now, and it's all about right-sizing culverts and removing dams that are no longer needed, and to both improve fish passage for fish and wildlife, but also to improve the resiliency of our built infrastructure so that we are better able to withstand larger rain events, which I know you folks in Vermont are very aware of how that can affect our built communities. So rivers seem to be a theme of my work the last few years, and that looks like it's going to continue.
That was New Hampshire-based filmmaker, photographer, and author Jerry Monkman, director of The Merrimack, River at Risk. The documentary is featured in the current season of Vermont Public's Made Here film series, and you can catch it tonight at 8 on our main TV channel. Jerry, thank you so much.
Anytime, Jen. Thank you.